Vitali Klitschko stands 2 meters tall and punches so hard they call him Dr. Iron Fist. Now, the World Boxing Council's reigning heavyweight champion is fighting a new battle, Ukraine's parliamentary elections.
We are fighting for what is right. We are fighting for ideas. And they are fighting for money. And that is why I'm confident that we can build a normal state. The Poles, Czechs, Hungarians, and the Georgians could do it. We are Ukrainians, and we can do it too.
Klitschko campaigns against corruption and for close ties with Europe. His party is UDAR, Russian for punch. Klitschko and UDAR are not expected to win by a knockout, but his party has soared in opinion polls to second place, displacing the coalition of Yulia Tymoshenko, the braided diva of the opposition. But Tymoshenko can't run. She is in jail, serving a 7-year jail term for abuse of office stemming from when she was prime minister. She charges she was jailed on orders of her political enemy, President Viktor Yanukovych. Mr. Yanukovych's approval rating is down to 13%. But his ruling party of regions is expected to get enough votes Sunday to form a parliamentary majority with the Communist Party of Ukraine. Oleksiy Haran, a political scientist, explains why.
It's suppression of freedom of press. It's a pressure on independent TV channel. It's a pressure on opposition. It's bribery. It's the use of so-called administrative resource, direct interference in the campaign.
Yet Vyacheslav, a university student, says he will vote for Yulia Tymoshenko's opposition party.
Yulia Tymoshenko, because I don't like Yanukovych and his party, and don't like the politician situation in my country, and I hope that it will be better in the future.
Ukrainians complain of an economic decade lost to corruption and political paralysis. This year, Ukraine's economy is growing by only 1%. Julia, a 27-year-old office manager, says she and her friends have given up on politics.
Actually, this year, I don't think that everybody will go for voting because people were disappointed with our last elections.
But looking 2 years down the road to Ukraine's presidential campaign, many see Dr. Iron Fist as the future savior of Ukraine. James Brook, VOA News, Kyiv.